Welcome into the Safeguard Podcast. I am outnumbered.
Matt, can we please change the subject?
At Safeguard, we want to be versatile. We want to help in every way that we can and not just in one certain area or one certain product. We want to be holistic planners for you. A good agent or advisor should provide you good information regardless of whether they sell you something.
It is so frustrating that people are penalized for making a mistake when the government doesn't do anything to educate them.
Honestly, shouldn't it just be about helping people? Listen to this. 33% of men and 43% of women have no life insurance at all. That doesn't even count the people that don't have enough.
Insurance has the power to change people's lives.
You have got to be sure that you educate yourself before you make major decisions. Honestly, I couldn't imagine not being a Safeguard at this point. Hey, everybody. Welcome back in to Outnumber the Podcast. I'm Matt.
And I'm Stephanie.
And we're the McKays, and we're excited to bring you episode 13. Today, we're going to talk about debt. Last week, we talked about budgeting.
And so
kind of laying the groundwork for your financial success. Budgeting is about hopefully spending less than what you earn.
Yes.
Right? And so we talked about what if you make less than what you spend? What if you're already obligated to spend more than what you make? Things like that. How do you cut things out of a budget? Well, when you start going negative, or maybe you just, you purchase a house, put things on a credit card, you have kids and get medical bills.
Yeah.
Been there, still paying them off. The kids are almost paid off.
Yay, they're almost ours.
Yeah. You can really get into a deep hole. And so we've been there. We're talking from experience. This is not us looking down our nose at you. We're still in some debt and trying to get out of it. I think that we're moving in the right direction. It took some decisions that we had to make and some tough decisions, and we have to continue to make tough decisions to make sure that we're saving as much as we can to pay off the debt that we owe. And so we've gotten in that position where you kind of get lulled to sleep.
Yeah.
You add this here and that there, and ultimately you look down and realize, oh my gosh, I'm obligated to so much money. How do we make this work? And so I think as we've gone over time, we had a mortgage, and then we started adding some other bills like furniture purchases and stuff like that. And we moved into a bigger house, a bigger mortgage, and then kids, and just random debt and medical bills and things like that. And I think one of the main things that we want to bring across to you today is discretionary debt, choosing to add things that you may not necessarily have to.
Yeah.
That's definitely one thing that I was thinking about. But also, now that you're in debt, how do you get out of it? What are the different strategies
and things like that? Yes, that's a big one. So I want to go ahead and start talking about one of the easiest traps to fall into regarding debt, and that is monthly payments. So you might be thinking, monthly payments aren't a trap. They're not a bad thing. And in some cases, absolutely, they're not a bad thing. Okay. But what I mean by it's a trap that you can fall into is that if you see something that you want and, the newest iPhone has come out and it's $2,000 and you can't afford to buy it outright, but you can afford to pay an extra $100 a month on your bill.
You can afford.
Each month on your bill so that you can get the newest iPhone, even though the iPhone that you have is perfectly fine. Okay. And then you go to another store and you need a $1,500 computer, and I'll go ahead and get this new computer and I'll pay $75 a month for my computer. And you just keep piling on these monthly payments, and before you know it, your monthly payments are surpassing maybe even your mortgage for some people, or your rent, or whatever. And so I just wanted to point out that monthly payments make things that you need more affordable, but they can also get you stuck into debt without really realizing how much you're racking up, and it can add up very quickly. So if you are in the position that you're needing something and you can't get it outright and you have to do monthly payments, just keep in mind, for one, put it in your budget. Use the budget sheets I gave you last week. Put it in your budget and make sure you account for it. And for two, just know how much debt that you're incurring and make sure you're tracking that so that you don't end up thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in debt and having no idea until you're already in the thick of it. And so I wanted to kind of move into what is good debt versus what is bad debts. Okay.
Can I make one point before you go into that?
Yeah, absolutely. What do you got?
So what's, I think what, how we can apply it in our personal journey is talking about monthly payments.
Yeah.
We bought a new house and we wanted some nice furniture and it was bigger and whatever, and some of the furniture we had was beat up and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so needed something new because it was uncomfortable sleeping on a bed that was a little small, whatever, stuff like that. And so we had the choice to, in hindsight, we could have gone cheaper than what we did, but we thought we could do the monthly payments. And it really wasn't, in terms of like fathoming paying that monthly payment, you know, it was probably a couple hundred dollars a month or whatever. I don't know exactly how much we owe on the stuff we bought right after our house. And we got it, and it was zero interest for 5 or 6 years and all that. Well, the thing is, if you do, I don't know, $200 a month times 5 years, okay, that's, was that $12,000?
Yeah, that's a used car right there.
Yeah. So, yes, it's $200 a month, big deal, but it's not like it's just $200 for this year.
Yeah.
It's $200 that you're spending every single month that you must spend in
you're
order
obligated.
To keep paying. So, yes, it's not that much to fathom per month, but you are putting out $12,000 to have that furniture. So, you're just spreading it out over time.
That's good.
And so... You still need to think of it as an $8,000, $12,000, $5,000, $2,000, whatever dollar bill. It's not just the monthly payment.
Right.
You're gonna pay it.
Right.
So
that's right.
If you think of it as a bigger bill, a lot of times you might shy away from it or really make sure that it's okay. Because we didn't think of it that way. We just thought, hey, we can afford this.
Oh, yeah,
let's
could
do it.
That payment.
Yeah, no problem. We can afford that. I mean,
and at the time,
our income's going to go up and it's going to wash everything away and we're going to be rich and whatever.
Well, at the time that we got the furniture, that bill was no problem.
Uh-huh.
But as things in life came up,
babies.
Was saying, like having children and having medical bills and our first daughter Riley had to go to a children's hospital for a heart defect, and that was a big bill. And so when you add on all of these medical bills on top of your monthly obligation that you're putting out, when you don't necessarily expect for your medical bills to be as excessive as they were, because I mean, do you mind if I just lay it out for the world?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, well,
you know me.
In 5 years' time between 2015 and 2020, we spent out over $75,000 between medical bills and medical premiums. So that was, I had two emergency surgeries, a car wreck, we had... two babies, and then Riley having to go to get treatments for her, or not treatments, but testings for her heart defect, which is just a heart murmur. And we incurred $75,000 in not necessarily debt, because some of that is paid off, but some of that is debt. And that was, for one, very hard. Even if you're doing a budget, that's very hard to plan for, because who thinks that they're about to get $75,000 in debt for medical bills? And so that $200 a month that we were paying on furniture was no big deal when we had no medical bills. Mm-hmm. But when we took on the medical bills too, it became nearly impossible to pay for everything. And it's not just furniture. There's a whole slew of things. And that's why I was talking about, you can get into the trap of thinking, oh, I can afford this monthly payment. Oh, I can afford this monthly payment. And then you have, you know, 5-10 monthly payments that are going out every single month in addition to your housing and your food and all of that. And one thing goes wrong and it can just devastate your budget for the year. And that's where we found ourselves. Yeah. That's the situation we found ourselves in. And when we got monthly payments for this, that, and the other, we could afford it. But when we took on unexpected debts, unexpected expenses, I should say, it became hard to manage those multiple monthly payments. And that's why you could fall into that trap. You could think, I can afford this payment. And then a year down the road, maybe you can't afford that payment anymore. It gets harder.
And here's what I'd say. The medical bills, there wasn't really much that we could do about that. Absolutely. Right?
Yeah.
That's something, like, if you're in medical debt, don't beat yourself up. Right. Make sure that you're not going to have more medical debt by making good decisions in your health insurance. If you have access to an HSA or something like that, educate yourself and see how you can save money, whether it's on taxes or whether it's on medical bills. And obviously look at all your options within health insurance and whatever, and other products to cover some of the concerns if you have medical bills. That's something that you should do. But in terms of debt that you can't control, medical bills is something you just, stuff happens, right?
Right.
But
they didn't expect for my gallbladder to need to be removed randomly.
Right. In addition to the medical bills, though, and some of this was discretionary, some was not. We bought a car. It was a great deal. I think is it 1.9 or 0.9%? 0.9% interest. So it's been wonderful. And in a year, that $420 payment falls off. So it's been really good. Hopefully we don't need a car for a little bit.
Yeah.
Shabba dabba dabba. And, but anyway, $420 is going to fall off next year. We're going to have the furniture bills, which were absolutely discretionary. I think we could have, at the time, we probably had the cash that we could have easily purchased some cheaper furniture with cash and moved on and not had any debt obligation from those furniture bills. But when you add all that together, you start talking several thousand dollars of obligations every year. Mm-hmm. And that's where we got to the point that we're like, oh my gosh.
What have we done? This is hurting.
And so we've kind of had the last couple of years, come to Jesus moments, you know, like, hey, we've got to do something different than what we're doing. We've got to stop the bleeding. We can't keep rolling over credit card debt. Cause I mean, we've made good money, but we put so much debt burden on ourselves that it's been really hard, but we're coming out of it, and we've got the furniture and the medical bills and the car that's all going to pay off within a year.
Right.
And at that point, it's going to free up, what do you think, a little over $1,000 a month. That'll be a huge relief off of us. But here's the thing is, when you get to that moment that you're like, we've got to stop this, which it should be right now.
Yeah. Don't let it go too far. Don't let it go too far.
And if you're at the point that we were, where you've got more bills coming in and you know that you're already in debt, just do your best, okay? Right. But don't make it worse, because we had moments where we could have made other choices and we chose to still do what we did anyway.
Right.
And so that's on us. But this is us coming to you saying, hey, don't make that same mistake.
Yeah, we made the mistake so you don't have to.
You're welcome. It all came together for this moment.
Right.
but in all seriousness, now is the time to get your financial life in order. And so what I would say is, right now, okay, take a step back and evaluate. if you're in any kind of debt, if it's $2,000, stop it now.
Yeah.
If it's $300,000, like us, or more, stop it now, okay? Mm-hmm. Because it's gonna hurt no matter whether it's a few thousand dollars or if it's $300,000. But I'll tell you, it would be a lot easier to pay off $2,000 than $300,000. And so what I would say is a couple practical advice thoughts.
Okay.
And I'm sure you could add in some thoughts for sure. I would say evaluate where you are now. How much debt do you owe? Mm-hmm. What immediately do you need to do to protect yourself in case something happens that you can't pay off the debt? So life insurance. I would say whatever amount of debt you have, make sure you got that amount in life insurance or more.
Right.
And really I'd say
more.
You need more.
To replace income and cover debts.
But if you can't do any more than cover your debt, then cover your debt.
Right.
But really you need more. And we can talk about that in another episode. But that's something, absolutely, cover your debt with life insurance. Make sure that you've got the insurance in place so you don't have further issues. Okay. Stop that loss of bleeding away your bank account. And then I would say, come up with a plan to try to start paying off debt. And and that's where we can start going in that direction of how to pay it off.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah. So I was going to say, I was going to mention earlier about what is good debt and what is bad debt. Okay. So a good debt would be something like a revolving payment, such as your mortgage. Okay. Your mortgage is considered an asset. So, I mean, with the housing market being what it is right now, people who have homes that they own are finding their homes worth a lot more in some cases than what they bought them for. That's considered an asset. That is, when your consumer credit report is pulled, that is a good asset on your consumer report. It helps your credit score as long as you're making your payments on time. Even something like a car is not considered a bad debt. It's a revolving credit. It is, as long as it's not, you know, maxing out your debt to income ratio and stuff like that, that is still considered a good credit. Something like credit cards, that would be considered a bad credit. Okay. So credit cards are another trap that people can fall into, and it's another trap we fell into. Kind of the same as the monthly payment idea of, okay, well, we can put it on a credit card and pay off the credit card each month and not take on the debt. Or, oh, we've got 18 months 0%, so let's just use a credit card, and then before the 18 months is up, we'll pay off the debt and then we won't owe anything. But then the 18 months came and we couldn't pay off the debt because we had incurred too much monthly payments.
Or maybe something happened right before it was time to pay it off. So like we take a you know, roll over some debt or something of $5,000.
Yeah, get a new credit card, put
pay
it on
down to $4,000, and then whoopsies.
So like, so that the attitude of, oh, I've got a 0% credit card for, you know, 12, 18 months, whatever it is. And then that time came up, we couldn't pay it off. So, oh, we just took out another credit card. Oh, this one's 0% for 18 months. We roll over that. You pay a fee to roll it over and then keep going. Oh, we've got another 18 months. We'll just pay it off this time. And then that 18 months comes up and you can't afford to pay it off. And the amount just keeps growing and growing and growing. And before you know it, you're in a lot of debt and you feel trapped and you feel disheveled and don't know where to go and how to start fighting to get back to zero and hopefully eventually get back to, you know, having a savings account, having money in the bank and that sort of thing. So we're going to talk about some solutions to, if you're already in debt, some ideas of how to get yourself out of that debt. One of them is the Dave Ramsey debt snowball.
So if you're not familiar with that, what that is Dave Ramsey says, basically list out all of your debts from smallest to largest. Don't worry about the interest rate at all. Just whatever your smallest debt is, say it's $300 and you're paying $45 a month on it. Then you, if you have any extra money coming in each month, say you have $60 a month, then you put that 60 and that 45 towards your $300 payment. Once your $300 payment is over, then you take that 60 and that 45 that you were putting towards that $300 payment and you put it towards your second smallest payment and say you pay 75 for that one. So then you have 60, 45, and 75 going towards that debt. And once that debt is removed, then you go towards your next biggest debt until you eventually start getting those payments paid off and getting them out of your life for good. Another idea is called the debt avalanche, which is the exact opposite. Instead of worrying about what is your lowest payment and getting that taken off, because Dave Ramsey's idea is that basically if you get a bill paid off, you feel like you've won. You feel like you're seeing momentum, you're seeing a change, which some people need that. They need that like reassurance of I'm not just staying in the same place, or the situation is not just getting worse and worse. Mm-hmm. The debt avalanche idea, you target your highest interest payment, no matter what the balance is, no matter if it's your biggest expense at all. So say you have a car payment that's 6% versus you've got a 0% furniture bill, then you would target your car first and you would pay your car off with whatever extra money you have. And then once you pay your car off, you use that money from your car and then you go after your furniture bill. Or that's the idea of a debt avalanche. It's the exact opposite. The difference is with the debt avalanche, if you're going after a bigger bill, is that you might not feel it at first. You might not see, oh, this is getting, because you're not actually getting less bills quite as quickly as the debt snowballs. Right. Snowball.
Well, let me ask you this to get your opinion.
Okay.
Which one of those would you pick, or would you?
Me personally?
Yeah, what's your belief in how to pay off debt?
Okay, so me personally, I am looking at what is going to save me the most money over time, overall. If you do the debt snowball, which does not take into account interest at all, yes, you feel the momentum. I've just paid off a $300 bill. Ooh, I feel great. Let's go after this $800 bill. Ooh, I just got rid of that $800 bill. I'm feeling good. Let's, you know, you feel that and it gives you reassurance and stuff like that. But it, in the long run, you're actually spending more money because you're not getting rid of your higher interest stuff. So you're spending more interest, getting rid of your little kind of more piddly bills, so to speak. Whereas the debt avalanche goes after your highest interest payments over time. If you knock out those high interest payment, whatever it might be, then essentially you're saving more money through a debt avalanche. I personally, me myself, I do not feel like I need that, like, woohoo, I'm doing so good. I've paid off a $300 bill. I need I'm not spending $10,000 extra because I need that validation, so to speak. I would rather save my money and get the most I can out of the situation. So I think personally for me, I would choose the debt avalanche. That doesn't mean that that's what's right for everybody. That's what's right for me. I'm very long-term, big picture, like end goal minded. And the short term I know is short term. So for me, I think that is the direction I would go. So I'm going to flip it and ask you the same question. What do you think?
I think that I would do a mixture.
You think so?
I don't think I would do pure Dead Avalanche. I don't think I would do pure Dave Ramsey's Snowball.
That's Snowball, yeah.
What I would do, I think, is I would look at the interests, okay?
Yeah.
And I think, I would also look at the balance. So
yeah, that's true.
If I have, let's say, okay, we got a mortgage, okay? It's mm-hmm. say it's $150,000 or $250,000 or whatever it is, okay?
Yeah.
Versus I've got this balance that's $2,000, okay, and that's going to pay off in a very short time. You know, the interest is low on the mortgage. I mean, it'll be a great example, but say you've got a high interest debt that's $80,000 and you've got a low interest debt that's a couple thousand dollars.
Yeah.
Well, if I get rid of the payment on the $2,000, then that does free up the money that I can put towards other debt. Mm-hmm. So I think as you start paying down your debt, you look at, okay, is there massive interest on some of this on a small amount?
Yeah. Like how much am I going to free up in cash flow to get rid of this? Because cash flow can be very important too.
If I have a $2,000 balance and I have a $225 payment, that's going away in 10 months.
Right.
If I can pay it off now comfortably or pay it off quickly, then I get rid of an obligation of over $200 a month.
Right.
That I must be paying on my bills that I could put to something else.
Yeah.
So I think as your debts start getting down to this is going to be paid off in less than a year,
mm-hmm.
I think you should consider, even if it's no interest, go ahead and pay it off.
If you can afford to.
Yeah.
Comfortably. Don't strap yourself.
And I think you really need to be careful about doing that, because if it's no interest, you have no obligation. There's no incentive to pay it off early.
Right.
But if you have plenty of cash and it's okay and it's 4 months out and it's going to be paid off, get rid of that and go ahead and start paying the amount that you've got in that on another payment.
Yeah.
And so
okay.
I think I would, to me, any question about a lot of things is what are the numbers?
Right.
So I would just do a mixture, because you don't want to be purely married to let's pay down the interest and never pay anything off until the very end.
Right.
Which is why this is called an avalanche. It just explodes
all of a sudden. Yeah.
And that's nice. And you look back and you say, wow, we saved, $200,000 in interest or whatever.
Yeah.
But the entire journey, you feel like nothing's happening.
Right. Yeah.
The debt snowball, if you can get a few minor victories that make mathematical sense for you to go ahead and take, then I think that taking some of the debt snowball principles
is
work really well, and I think a good mixture is what I would do.
I will say this, on our personal budget that I have created, I've got everything laid out, smallest to biggest, and once we pay this off, this will go towards this one. So basically, in principle, I have it set up to do a debt snowball, but I think debt avalanche is more my personality type, because I'm thinking, ooh, I'm going to spend all this extra interest paying down these little interest first.
I mean, you're going to have some debt snowball opportunities, because the smaller amounts are going to pay off quicker anyway.
Right.
Unless there really is some huge interest payment that you're paying off really quickly and saving all that interest.
Yeah.
So you're gonna have the small bills under $5,000 that are gonna pay off pretty quick. But you could take those and roll them into some of the bigger obligations. But I think you just, whatever you do going forward, just make sure that you really think about it and just make a decision. Are we going to eat out? Are we going to buy this? Can we do some alternative that saves us even a couple hundred dollars here and there? Because we've been lulled to sleep and we finally had to put our foot down and say, No, we're not.
No more.
We're not doing this anymore.
Yeah.
We're going to deal with the pain. We're going to deal with having no cushion in exchange for finally paying this stuff off. And
right.
so we just had to do that. And
right.
I just want to encourage you. You can do it. Mm-hmm. It's going to be okay. We're going to all get through this together.
And even if you feel like you're drowning and you feel like there's no hope, there is hope, okay? There are things that you can do. There are, you know, you could look at maybe like a debt consolidation program that would take everything and consolidate it all into one payment. There are different avenues that you can pursue. I would say if you're looking at something of that nature, make sure that you've done proper research on it and that you know that it's a legitimate and valid program and not something that's going to, you know, actually put you in a worse position. But there have been millions of people in your same situation that you're sitting in right now and you feel like there's no hope in sight. And there have been so many people that have pulled themselves out of the same waters and got back in their boat. And don't give up, because giving up is basically the worst thing you can do. Just keep fighting the fight, and eventually you're going to come out, you can get back in your boat, and you're not going to feel like you're drowning anymore. So that's kind of my
yeah. Well, let's leave it at that. That
yeah.
So hey, you got this. Okay, you can do this. We're here with you. If you have questions for us, we've been there. We are there.
Yeah.
And we are here for you. This business is not just about trying to sell you something. Hopefully this makes a difference for you. If you have questions about anything we talked about, give us a call. We'll sit down with you. Even if you're across the country, we can sit on Zoom and talk like as if we're just in person. So.
Yeah.
Like, subscribe, give us a call. 270-904-6070 is our office number. Check out the website, safeguardky, like Kentucky.com.
Mm-hmm. It's all linked below.
Yeah. YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Maybe we'll start a talk tick.
Oh, goodness. Maybe. I've thought about it. I just...
Yeah, I'm
not 13. I don't know.
We'll make some GIFs of us signing documents. It'll be really exciting.
Yeah, people would jump on that. Yeah,
drool over that exciting material. So y'all just get ready for when we get on TikTok.
Yeah,
or Snapchat and stuff.
Snapchat. Oh my gosh, I'm so old. I've been on Snapchat.
Tinder? No.
Swipe left on Safeguard.
Oh God. Okay.
All right, anyway. All right. Hey, we love y'all. Take care. Sorry about that last part. But just, we're here for you. We appreciate everything that y'all do for us. Like, subscribe, etc. Take care. God bless.
All right. See you next time.